So, Donna, why are biopsies commonly recommended for patients?
So right now, between a quarter to a third of Americans have some form of liver disease. I'll let a moment for that to sink in. And yet it's underdiagnosed and undertreated. And for growing types of disease like fatty liver disease and NASH, 75% of physicians agree that there's a lack of consensus on how to diagnose it. And so there has been a reliance historically on liver biopsy to diagnose, you know, any type of liver disease, but that's really not necessary today. Today there are more and more alternatives that are being developed and used that are safer and give more information, for patients, so that liver biopsies, you know, we hope very soon will be used in just a limited number of cases for certain types of advanced disease or just in research.
So what are some of the downsides of a traditional biopsy?
I have had 6 liver biopsies myself. I'm a liver transplant recipient, and some of the downsides are that, you know, you have to take an entire, you know, day off, really. They talk about it sometimes as only taking a few minutes, but that's for the doctor. For the patient, you're really there for the entire day because, you know, what a liver biopsy entails is a doctor taking a very long needle and inserting it between your ribs, basically, and taking out a segment of a very small segment of your liver, and so the immediate risks are for many people it's painful. You have to then lay on your side for sometimes several hours to make sure that you don't bleed out, frankly. So the risks are bleeding and in some rare cases even death. And then, you know, your whole day is gone. It's also rather expensive. Although your insurance should cover it if you have insurance, but it's risky, invasive, expensive, and all those are things that you sort of have a lot of time to think about as you're laying on your side, hoping that you're not one of the people who died. So that's a lot for a little bit of information. A liver biopsy also has a disadvantage in that, depending on how skilled the doctor or the radiologist is in taking it, you may get a segment of liver that is, healthy in that segment, and maybe has cancer just a few inches away. So, we look at new types of tests that can give a total picture of your liver health, really just give a fuller set of information. So the disadvantages of a liver biopsy are many.
So let's talk about the alternative of that are available to patients.
Sure. The alternatives to liver biopsies, and they're often called non-invasive diagnostics, are in 2 major buckets. They are blood tests and an imaging test. So the blood tests, many people, both doctors and patients, are often ignoring the liver enzymes or liver function tests that are already in, you know, their annual blood work. Things like, you'll see letters like AST or ALT, and they have very long, you know, names. But those liver enzyme tests or the ratio of them can give a lot of important information. And so increasingly we're seeing scientists look at combinations of them, and they may call them FIB-4 or the NAFLD fibrosis score. But in most cases, it's just a different way of calculating or looking at blood work that you're already getting. And so we see that at a very, you know, cost-effective advance. The others are imaging tests that are based on things people have already heard of, like, you know, MRI-based tests like a liver multiscan or an ultrasound-based test like a FibroScan. And so, you know, again, it's quicker, it's easier. And, you know, for the imaging tests, a great advantage for people is you get an actual visual, a picture of your liver. And because liver diseases often, particularly until they're very advanced, have very few noticeable symptoms. They may be, you know, fatigue or some itching in some cases, but, in NASH, it's often very silent until late stages. So to have a picture of your liver, like you know, a smoker seeing, you know, a picture of tarred lungs and wrapping their mind around, oh, this is something serious. I really need to do something about that. You know, the imaging test gives someone a picture that they can also, you know, show it to their family and explain, I do have this liver disease, and you know, we as a family need to do something about it, whether it's weight loss or exercise or, you know, keeping that next appointment, getting that referral to a liver specialist, a hepatologist, rather than, you know, just being in primary care so that you can get, you know, the full attention that you need. So one of the advantages of these non-invasive tests, particularly imaging tests, is to help underscore the seriousness of NASH and the millions of people who have it.
And finally, how can people educate themselves about their options?
We have information about alternatives to liver biopsy at globalliver.org/beyond.
Well, Donna, thank you so much for joining us today and giving us this important information.
Thank you.